And then finally, we have this, these set of research areas. We don't currently have any of these areas. May have changed recently because I haven't looked in a while, but I don't think other councils really have these type of research areas either, or at least they didn't when we first started thinking about this a couple years ago. So the no action alternative one is just to maintain that and not designate any of these. You know, certainly some of these areas we're talking about would overlap other management areas, but the idea of the research designation is to sort of, you know, target interest in doing this kind of research in these areas. It also really provides some benefits, like if you want to do a gear impact study and you need a letter of authorization to be able to do that, it should facilitate that kind of process. Because in the past, it's been challenging to be able to do, say, research with mobile bottom tending gears in a habitat management area. So the idea here is to sort of fast track that and say, well, this is the whole point of this area. You know, we want to be able to do this kind of work, and hopefully that speeds that kind of thing along for the researchers. So in the Gulf of Maine, there's a couple of different areas. That Eastern Maine area was identified as a research area. There's been some sentinel surveys with jig and longline gear in there. There's definitely a lot of interest in that area based on the dam removals and things that have happened upstream. So the thinking is that, you know, there's going to be some changes happening in there in the coming years, and want to try and be able to capitalize that and on that, and you know, monitor those changes and see if these management measures that would restrict different types of fishing in there are contributing to benefits there. And then there's another research area that sort of overlaps. Stellwagen is, it's within the existing Western Gulf of Maine closure, and so that would sort of stay with the restrictions we currently have, which are a combination of habitat restrictions and ground fish gear restrictions. And sort of a question that came up is, well, what if you don't remove any ground fish? You know, how does that affect the benthos? I mean, obviously these animals, you know, live in close association with the bottom. They feed on different prey items that are on the bottom. And if you have areas that you don't remove ground fish at all, does that change the system? Do you see an effect? And we don't currently have any areas that operate like that now, where, you know, really many, many types of fishing are prohibited on a year-round basis. So there's a couple different options for this area that would designate what we're calling a reference area, and it would also close that to recreational ground fish removals. So there's two different options for the location of that. This has been a really controversial part of the amendment. We've gotten a ton of comments from people who fish in these areas about the impacts that would have. And so it's definitely something that, you know, the council's considering. But for now, they've identified both the Eastern Maine research area and the Stellwagen research area with a reference area component restricting recreational ground fishing as part of it. So what they're, so alternatives 2 and 3B are their preferred for now. In addition to the sunset provision, which basically, there was a lot of concern that, you know, the council isn't doing research itself. We're depending on other people to look at our research priorities and goals and think that they're important and go out and do this work and answer these questions that we can then benefit from in the future as we design new management measures. But because of that, there's a lot of uncertainty of, you know, will it actually happen? And all the different research areas in this document, there's work ongoing and there's people that are invested and interested. And so it's likely that the work will happen. But given some of that uncertainty, the council said, well, let's figure out a way to remove these areas pretty easily with an administrative procedure if they're not being used. So the idea is to say, well, here's the criteria. You know, if they're either actively being worked in, or, you know, someone's about to go in there next year, then we'll keep the research area, keep the restrictions associated with it, and it'll just go forward. And if no one's really using it, or if they had been using it and people have stopped doing the work, then the area can go away. And so that would be sort of a question that's asked periodically. And so the idea is to sort of make it easier to change these measures down the road if the area hasn't been used. You know, a lot of times, once the council does something, it tends to be sticky. And so that's part of sort of the impetus, I think, for the sunset provision is maybe making these measures a little bit less sticky if they don't seem to be being effective. So these are just some charts that show you those areas. You already saw where the Eastern Maine area is earlier, but On the right-hand side, you see the Stellwagen area and the two different reference area options. So the southern one, those are basically 5 nautical miles tall at the bottom of the area. So A would be designating the area, the larger area plus the yellow area, and then 3B would be designating the larger area plus the green area. And then there's another option that the council could designate the EHRA but not deal with the recreational reference area aspect at all. So finally, the other sort of things we've discussed in this amendment that really, like I said, came out of sort of the questions we had as we looked at all the data. Well, you know, it'd be great to know more precisely spawning condition or season or juvenile, you know, increase in growth rate by habitat type or those kind of questions. And if we're going to update these measures down the road. And so the idea here is go from maybe a more ad hoc approach and just with the data that we happen to already have to trying to plan this a bit better, sort of state, you know, we're going to do this big update at some particular interval, and identifying also sort of requests for data and monitoring and basically saying, you know, putting everybody, the wider community on notice that it would be a lot easier to answer these questions if we had these additional types of data. And then also, the council basically, sort of depending on the significance, I guess, of the actions it's taking, either changes its fishery management plans through amendments or through what are called framework adjustments. We also have specifications packages that really just deal with the amount of catch in a given year. And the idea with frameworks is that they're a little bit faster. Some of the requirements for hearings and things can be different. The number of council meetings and some of the documentation is a little bit different. So, you know, if there are minor changes to some of these habitat management areas or the measures in them, that hopefully those could happen more quickly in frameworks. But, you know, so we have in all of our plans a number of different frameworkable types of measures listed. So it's not a guarantee it could happen in a framework, but saying ahead of time that we're contemplating doing it that way is generally viewed as sort of a good thing. So that's what that would do. So it's going to be a busy rest of the year for us at the council in terms of this action. But we're really kind of coming down the home stretch after 10 years. We first did the scoping for this amendment on starting on February 24th of 2004. So it's been a long time. But I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And so sort of there's a lot of opportunities in here for people to comment and participate. Right now we have a draft EIS document on our website. It's just a rough draft at this point, and in the next few months we're going to go back and forth with NOAA Fisheries and get their comments and input in terms of what, you know, additionally is required and work on refining that document with them. But once, you know, everybody comes to a version that we can agree on is pretty much final for now, that's formally made available. And that will be distributed through our website, which is nefmc.org on the bottom. And so that will probably happen at the end of June or in July. And then we have a comment period and also public hearings. And so public hearings will be sort of something like this, where I stand at the front of the room and tell you all about the amendment, and then. But there's a big component of that is taking comments. So it's kind of a learning experience for the public, but also a forum for providing those comments. And along with that, there's a written comment period, you know, so you can take as much time and space as you want to tell us what you think about everything in the amendment. And we hope that you will, even though I have to read them. I hope you get lots of them, because this is a big action, and there's certainly a lot of details about how people fish in these areas, use these areas that, you know, hopefully we got right, but we may not have. So we definitely want to hear from you. And then hopefully we'll be making final decisions in September. That may get pushed back to November at the, not so much in the Gulf of Maine, but on Georges Bank, the council added some new options we're going to need to look at and analyze. So it may take a little bit longer, but definitely later this year. And then after that happens, we finalize the documentation, and then not me, but somebody at NOAA Fisheries gets to write up the regulations. So they take everything in the amendment and turn it into regulatory language. And those are the really fun, hard-to-read documents that are published in the Federal Register that we all know and love. So those will be available later this year or early next year, depending on the timing of the final council decision. There'll be a proposed rule that you comment on, and then also a final rule that you comment on. And then hopefully we have implementation of all the new measures and changes from existing measures in the middle of next year, probably next summer. You know, definitely if you're interested in this kind of stuff, I'm happy to talk to people, call me, and everything's on our website.